show on Holy Family Radio, AM 720, 720 WHYF in the Harrisburg area. I'm your host, Mike Creevy, and I am pretty thrilled, I gotta say, to be back here at the EAEN microphone, sharing with all of you yet another fun conversation and hopefully very enlightening one for you when it comes to youth and young adult ministry. Youth and young adult experience of faith. And today in particular, we're going to hone in on that young adult segment, so to speak. And I don't want to give too much away. So let's go ahead and start with prayer, as always, which is something very important for us to do. So in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, we bless and thank you for this day. We thank you for all the gifts, the talents that you have given us. We ask that you help us to entrust those back to you, to entrust ourselves to you, to entrust our families to you, our nation. And we ask that you, in all things, in all areas of our lives, in every challenge we face, in good times and in bad, that you continue to shed your light, that you help us to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and to follow him always. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I mentioned, youth and young adult ministry is kind of in the backdrop here of Ever Ancient, Ever New, and that's really the whole point of the title. Let me go ahead and share that with you in case you haven't heard this in a while, and if you're unfamiliar with it. It actually comes from Augustine's Confession, St. Augustine, sometimes pronounced Augustine, but Augustine is the typical Catholic pronunciation. And St. Augustine was a bishop in the early church. He lived from 354, if memory serves, 353 or 354 till about the year 420. And he was the bishop ultimately of Hippo in North Africa. And that's kind of, if you look at the sort of modern day Tunisia and Algeria, you know, kind of in there. And he was a very wise and brilliant man, kind of too brilliant for his own good in a lot of ways. When he was youthful, he was very antagonistic against Christianity, very arrogant, and he had this massive conversion. And then later in life, you know, he said he was reflecting on this conversion and all the years he sort of missed as he saw it in his youth, and sort of fighting against God. And what he said was, late have I loved thee, O beauty ever ancient and ever new. Late have I loved thee. So that idea of he's kind of lamenting. He's happy, but he laments that it wasn't sooner. But he describes the church. He describes this wonderful calling that Christ calls us to as this beauty ever ancient, ever new. That its roots go to the very, you know, bottom in a sense of creation, but it's not old. It's not old fashioned. The church doesn't need to get with the times. When you get with the times will eventually overcome you, and then there'll be new times. We read not the times, but the eternities. I forget who said that, but I like that idea. So at any rate, with that in mind, we shift gears here over to my interview with Becky Davis, who's a pastoral associate at St. Catherine Drexel Parish in Mechanicsburg, and she came on to talk a little bit about young adult ministry. Let's go ahead and check it out. And Becky Davis, thank you so much for joining me on the Ever Ancient, Ever New show today.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and so we've been talking about this sort of build up to discussing young adult ministry, which you and I do somewhat regularly,
yes.
I think. But I just wanted to ask you for those who don't know anything about, you know, your background or your sort of interest. First of all, maybe more broadly, why do you think, you know, young adult ministry is so important, you know, in the church?
I think it's so important because for young adults, it's a critical time in their life where they're making decisions that are going to impact the rest of their life, where they go to college, what they're going to study, what job they're going to have that they may stick with for a while, who they're going to marry, right. Or even if they decide to become a religious sister or discern the priesthood. So it's just such a critical time where really big, important decisions are being made.
And most of them, if not all of them, have a real lasting sort of impact.
Yes.
Like marriage, for example. And yeah. Okay. Well, and so, I mean, maybe just like in your experience, what are some of the, what are some of the challenges kind of with young adult? Well, first of all, what do we mean by young adult ministry? Is there like a defined range on this?
It's kind of broad, kind of vague. There are young adults in so many different places in their lives. So that's kind of the challenge there. Typically, we're talking kind of two different categories, like those college age, and then beyond that, those after college, so 21 and older, up till 35, 40, yep. 20s and 30s, married, single, some have kids, some don't,
right.
That whole spectrum. So one of the challenges, how broad it is.
With Theology on Tap, why don't you tell us a little bit about Theology on Tap specifically and in Harrisburg, for example, because I know we've got a couple different places and there's a heritage here in the diocese as a whole with it.
Yeah, there's a whole lot going on in the diocese, which is such a gift that in Harrisburg, we have a Theology on Tap group. So does Lancaster. So does York. Mm-hmm. Chambersburg is starting one up.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's
I didn't know that.
Growing all over the area. And it's geared toward young adults, any ages over 21, where we just meet together in a social setting, like at a bar. So we meet at the Firehouse Restaurant on 2nd Street. And
Did you guys just start meeting at that
yes,
one? Okay.
Yes.
How's that working out there?
Good so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
So we gather together, have a drink, have some dinner, and have a speaker of some sort on a whole variety of theological topics, from voting to discernment to all sorts of different things that young adults are facing.
Well, I imagine that, and that's really probably popular from the standpoint of, you know, it gives you a mechanism to kind of work through some of those very challenges you mentioned earlier, as far as like it's so wide ranging, you know, you can probably, you know, some people might be more interested in some topics than others, you know, and it gives them a chance to kind of, you know, kind of pick out a little bit, maybe what might resonate with them a little bit more.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you have like, or is there a pretty good group these days of like people, like a, I don't want to say core group, but I mean, do you have a pretty good balance lately of like repeat people coming versus like new people coming in, or how's that kind of go?
Oh yeah. So on the team is myself, kind of the core team of leadership. Myself, a guy named Mike and a girl named Mariah. So the three of us kind of lead it up. And then there's a core group of 20 to 30 people that's almost always repeat, plus like some new ones in and out. Like there's probably over 60 people involved any given week. There's probably 30 to 40 people.
That's pretty cool. You know, I mean, and you guys have had, like you said, too, in terms of the different topics, like you, and as far as your presenters, too, like they're not all just sort of cookie cutter either, right? I mean, you've got a good sort of wide swath of different people from church experience and stuff, right?
We've had politicians, we've had lawyers, we've had doctors, nurses, priests, lay people, everything.
And young and old.
Yes, too. Yes.
Well, because that's another challenge, I think, too, where, you know, sometimes I don't think we're always that good at getting the sort of full range of like, you know, human life, kind of like all of us interacting. I think sometimes we can compartmentalize too much and that's probably pretty good to kind of have that exposure and that interaction too. So, well, let me ask you here, as far as your own background, because I had put down here on our list of things, as many things as we could talk about to try to keep it somewhere, you know, within our time frame. But how did you personally get more involved in young adult ministry, or like what effect did it have maybe on you to kind of get you interested in it?
So this is a really funny story, actually.
Oh, nice.
After college, I had been really involved with our campus ministry out at St. Vincent, out toward Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And after college, I really, really missed that. I was not Catholic at the time. So post-college,
right.
I was not Catholic. I'd gone to a Catholic school, so I had like an understanding and an appreciation for the Catholic faith.
And you knew the lingo and stuff to some degree. Yeah.
Exactly. So I came back and really missed that community. I was looking for a young adult Christian community literally anywhere, looking at all the different local churches, anything, literally. Came across Theology on Tap Harrisburg somehow. I'm going to say probably a Google search, and had enough courage to show up. Came by myself. I don't remember who was talking. I don't remember who I met, but it must have been welcoming enough and friendly enough that I came back and then moved in and out a couple times. And now that I seem to have finally settled here, hopefully, that I've been able to take on some leadership roles there too.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know, and I think there's a lot of, there's probably, well, I don't know how many, but I'm sure there's a, you know, other people who have a similar story in terms of just, you know, maybe the circumstances being different, but needing that community, you know, that sense of other people who are in the same boat as you are, you know, and along those same lines, are there any, like, maybe even from before you were on the leadership team, were there any presentations in particular that you remember that really were, even if you don't remember who the person was for it necessarily, but that really kind of just seemed like providential, maybe, or like the timing of it was just something that reached out to you? Or
one of the ones I really remember from back before, I spent 2 years in Kansas in between the after college and now. So before that, one that I really remember is Christopher West coming speaking on the theology of the body.
Yeah.
And it just being phenomenal, outstanding, mind-blowing.
He only came that one. Did he come that one time? Or
I only remember one that I was at.
I think it was probably the same. Was that the one at the – it used to be Kyoto's?
Yes.
And that was packed, as I remember. I just remember there were a lot of people there. Yeah. Oh, wow. That was pretty awesome. Yeah, I remember that one. What about, was there anything in particular about it, or just the fact that it was that showing for that such an urgent issue?
That showing for the urgent issue, the amount of people interested in the faith and the topic that were my age.
Yeah.
That's like, I'm not alone in this. And also just how well he spoke on a difficult, challenging topic to speak on. Just was really eye-opening and just led me deeper into the faith. At that point, it was like right around my my conversion was a long process, but it was right around to my actually becoming Catholic. So
wow.
Remember that.
It was a key moment.
Yes.
And you're listening to the Ever Ancient, Ever New show on Holy Family Radio. If you're just tuning in now, I'm your host, Mike Creevy, first of all, and with me today is Becky Davis, who's pastoral associate from St. Catherine Drexel in Mechanicsburg, PA. And Becky is sharing with me just a little bit about the importance of young adult ministry, a little bit about her personal experience, and then also, as you'll see more in the second half of the show here today, a little bit more about, how the young adult ministry efforts are so important. And in our diocese here in the Diocese of Harrisburg, where the show is being produced, there are several different opportunities, several different ministries and different expressions, might be a good way of putting it, of the Catholic faith for young people that are kind of in that college to maybe, let's say, mid-30s or so kind of time frame, when there's a lot of those big decisions being made in life, a lot of discernment. And you can make an argument that in this day and age, there's a lot more challenges than we've ever seen before, maybe, when it comes to that. So you're not going to want to go away. Mike Creevy, Ever Ancient, Ever New show with my guest, Becky Davis. We will be back in just a few short minutes. So don't go away. The Ever Ancient, Ever New show on Holy Family Radio, AM 720, 720 WHYF. That's if you switch on an AM radio and turn it to 720, that's what you'll be hearing, is my voice right here. And that voice belongs to Mike Creevy. I'm the host of the show, and I'm really excited to be speaking today. It's a pre-recorded interview with my friend Becky Davis. Becky is the pastoral associate at St. Catherine Drexel Parish in Mechanicsburg, PA. I used to work there a long time ago. But anyways, Becky came on the show to talk with me about young adult ministry and really why it's important. What are some of the challenges for young adults? We're like kind of college age up to mid-30s or so. And if you're in the Harrisburg diocese or really just the greater Harrisburg area, she mentions a couple things here coming up that are great groups you can go check out, different ministry initiatives. So without further ado, let's jump right back into my interview with Becky Davis. Well, what do you think about, like, and this is more just kind of off the cuff, I guess. I'm just genuinely curious. Like, what do you think some of the, so there earlier we kind of talked a little bit more about young adult ministry in general and the kind of ongoing things in general that are going on at someone's life in that sort of time frame. Do you see, like, in particular, maybe right now, like anything, like a couple or one or two at least, like, more societal or kind of cultural issues that are making some of those time frames in life particularly challenging now? You know what I mean? Like as far as like issues or something like that seem to come up with people you talk to or that you see in young adult ministry?
Right now it's definitely challenging to live out the Catholic faith authentically.
Yeah.
And I think also one of the challenges with our society is the lack of understanding of dating. And so that's certainly not young adult ministry's main focus in any way, shape, or form. But we have seen like friendships turn into relationships, turn into marriages from people that they've met from these circles where they know that these are like good people with that genuinely are seeking the Lord and want the best for each other. Right. So that's just one way that I've seen it be really cool. And then also just to have that network of friendships that you know you're not the only one
right.
striving to live out the Catholic faith in
yeah.
the current culture.
Have you guys – actually, that reminds me. Have you guys done one or have you had it come up? Like, I'm sure it comes up a lot, but like I'm just curious if you guys have had anything like on friendship specific, like a topic on that. I'm curious if that has come up yet.
We did. Last May, we had the Culture Project come in,
oh,
and they
cool.
speak on a whole variety nationally, like
yeah.
around the whole country, different topics. We kind of had them come in and speak on authentic
right.
friendship. And
it is such – it's like a lost
yes.
art, and it's so weird because it's like all the same – at the same time, it's like we think we're good at it. or it's like, you know, oh, I'm so connected, and I'm on all these social media things, and I have all these friends, and then it's like – but I don't ever actually see any of them or spend any time with them or like – or I'm – you know, a lot of times it's only – you know, we well have our – sort of our best social media faces forward and not those vulnerable moments and stuff. So yeah, I was just curious about that because our listeners know. I mean we – my wife and my daughter and I, we just moved back to the area. So I've been remotely in connection here with Becky and the sort of – the Harrisburg crew. But I didn't know if that topic had come up. So that's cool. Huh?
Yes.
Well, let me just ask you too. We've got a couple minutes left. Maybe if you don't mind sharing a little bit more about like your actual like conversion process a little bit. I mean, that could be a whole show, obviously, just in of itself. But I don't know if there's anything maybe in particular related to like other people, like you said about your community at St. Vincent's. Maybe you could talk about that even a little bit, or just the importance of those relationships of kind of peers, maybe, you know, especially who might have helped you in that and the importance of that.
My time at St. Vincent was so critical to my becoming Catholic, particularly because I met people who loved their Catholic faith and weren't afraid to be Catholic and they lived it totally. And we prayed together and they loved yeah. me for who I was, even though I wasn't Catholic, but they never failed to mention that they hoped that I would enter
right,
into
like
that
you could
fullness.
Become Catholic.
Yes.
yeah,
yes. And just that good balance most of the time.
Yeah.
there were some moments, but most of the time that good balance of, I just totally love you for who you are and love that we serve the same God and that
yeah.
we, you know, can read the scriptures together, but just welcomed me into the fullness. And I studied theology as well. So when you study theology at a Catholic school and then you're surrounded by good friendships,
the whole package.
It was everything. Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think, you know, it's sometimes hard, cause like this show, for example, like we sort of, it's the, you know, we describe it as the youth and young adult, you know, lumped together, youth and young adult topical show and, you know, covering all these issues. And for us, it's nice because it enables us to be so varied, you know, to do a show like this, for example, and then like a turn around and do one on like prayer when you're in high school. Like but it is challenging because it is so different, like the young adult age range, whatever it is, you know, is, I think it seems very distinct from like that high school age range. And I guess if you had to, you know, totally putting it on the spot here, we did not rehearse this. If you had one sort of like maybe one overall thing you think might be in terms of like priorities for young adult ministry or urgency for people kind of in maybe say like it's your post college, we'll narrow it in. Like you've graduated college, you maybe haven't gotten married and had, you know, started a family yet. What do you think maybe like the number one priority might be if you're in that sort of that particular leg of the journey when it comes to your faith, especially?
Get connected, like get involved and meet people. It's so hard to walk the journey alone. So when other people, there's tons of opportunities for young adults in this diocese, across the whole diocese.
Yeah.
You don't have to travel really far anymore. when I first started, straight out of college, it was probably 7-8 years ago now. It didn't feel like there was quite as much, but now there's just more and more opportunities for young adults to.
It does seem to be growing.
Yes.
I don't know, too, if there's like, and I don't know if you know this either, but I might look into it. I'll make a note for myself here somewhere, because I don't really know, like, even just demographically, this area, I don't know. It seems to me, at least, like there's a lot of young people around are coming. I don't know. I know we've got a bunch of colleges in the sort of nearby area. I don't know if just the community sort of around Harrisburg is drawing in
people. I don't know. I don't know the, I'm not a sociologist, but it's, it would be interesting to kind of try to see how that might be impacting just the overall number of like young Catholics, you know, young Catholic families coming in, trying to find connection. And it's nice to know that there are these offerings out there for them. So, and again, we've just mostly been talking about Harrisburg specifically, Theology on Tap. But like you said, it's York and where else? Lancaster and
Chambersburg as well.
So they just started one, huh?
Yes.
That's so cool. That's out by ship, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I know a lot of the college students are getting connected there as well.
That's great too, because there's not a whole lot. I mean, it's not hard to get there or anything, you know what I mean? But it is kind of, it's its own sort of entity out there. So that's nice, you know, for them to have that community. And we have so many good campus ministries around, you know, throughout the diocese. I don't know. I mean, there's like 10 or 12 or something in terms of, you know, Newman clubs and different, you know, campus organizations. So if you're a Catholic college student listening to this, there is community and, you know, we can get you hooked up with that. So, but yeah, well, is there anything else like just to kind of in closing, any advice you'd have for anybody or that might be new to this whole like young adult ministry thing?
I just wanted to put a plug out there for some of our other young adult ministries.
Yeah, please, yeah.
Out in Carlisle, they have P3, which is prayer, penance, and pub.
Nice.
So it's a holy hour with confessions available.
Nice.
And then they go and hang out afterward.
Is that Father Cavender doing that?
That is Father Cavender, yes.
Yeah.
So they meet once a month. Theology on Tap is once a month at St. Catherine Laboret in Harrisburg. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday, they meet a group called Voyage, and they do various studies. Right now, they're doing a study from Formed on the Eucharist.
Nice. That's a good one.
Which
yeah.
is awesome. And their community seems to be growing as well.
Nice.
At St. Catherine Drexel and at Holy Spirit over in Palmyra, we have two Blessed Is She groups. So that's all ages, but there's a lot of young women involved with both of those for women's ministry as well.
That's so cool. Some of those were news to me, folks, by the way. And I'm just admitting that. But that's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Mike.
We'll have to do it again for sure.
Yes.
And that's going to wrap it up for my interview with Becky. And, you know, it was a lot of fun just to chat with her and to kind of reminisce a little bit. Young adult ministry, I was on the receiving end of it, and you could say in a sense, or a participant maybe would be a better term, you know, for what seems like a long time, although it's flown by now. And I can just really echo a lot of what she was saying about, you know, really the importance of meeting other people that are in the same boat you're in. That a lot of it's just relationships. A lot of it is based on really trying to remind ourselves and try to find other people that are facing some of the same challenges we are. I mean, if you look around a lot of the headlines today, and that's a topic for a different show, and we cover it quite a bit. But, you know, it's tough. It's tough out there, especially if you are in that age where you're really starting to, you know, have to make a lot of your own decisions. You know, you're in college or you're just out of college, and you're sometimes seemingly surrounded by a culture that just not only doesn't agree with you about God or the importance of God or even the existence of God, but will downright mock you. And the vitriol out there that you see a lot, I mean, I see it a lot, you know, in this work. Basically that, you know, if you even believe in God, or it's even hinted that you believe in God, you're some sort of just superstitious pariah that must be avoided. I mean, it's just really hard, you know, and when you find like-minded people and like-hearted people and you have a little bit of a reminder that you're not alone, you know, that can have a tremendous impact just in and of itself. So, you know, we got to be careful about programs. I mean, there's a million different programs. Some are better than others. Some last longer than others. As Pope Benedict said, you know, our starting point, our touchstone, you know, the core of all of this, it's not a program, but a person, right? The person of Jesus Christ. And it's to him that we want to turn our prayers at the end of the show. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And we'll pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I just want to encourage you to go over and check out the groups and initiatives Becky talked about. Prayer, Penance, and Pub, if you want to go check that out. It's over in Carlisle. Voyage at St. Catherine Laboureille Parish in Harrisburg. St. Catherine Drexel and Holy Spirit in Palmyra have that Blessed Is She program if you're a young woman and you're looking for that particular outreach. So, go check those out. Look into those. This is the Ever Ancient, Ever New Show. I'm your host, Mike Creevy. Thanks so much for tuning in today. And we'll have an encore broadcast after the Mass on Sunday. So, until next time, make straight your ways and hope in Him. God bless.